After over 3 months, the Parshiyos are finally back in sync. As Eretz Yisrael will be doing Parshiyos Maaseh this week, and in Chutz Lartz, they'll be doing Parshiyos Maaseh. We'll all conclude Chazak Chazak Minis Chazek. In Parshiyos Maaseh, we have that the Kananim find out that Aaron has died, and Arad and Elchanan decide, I'm going to take advantage. They're vulnerable. Take advantage of them right now. I'm going to attack them. I'm going to attack the Jews. And this isn't something out of familiarity. This happens all the time. They're down. Let's take advantage of it. And it's to be expected. And what happens during that time is all these other people, you think, oh, they're our friends. They would never let that happen. And they're not doing anything. And you see, at best, they sit on the sidelines, just watch it happen. And at worst, they join together. And it's an important lesson that goes on throughout history. We have seen this happen again, 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 and again. That we think the non-Jews might be our chaverim, but when things get tough, they're not exactly on our team. Okay, but they're not part of our nation. It's not as crazy as it should sound. But what is crazy is when we see Jews being oppressed. As Jews, we do nothing. We don't care. We don't, you know, you see someone sick. Okay, we don't take that second. Okay, let me just say, tell them. I don't know the person. It doesn't matter. It's a Jew. Or we see this tragedy happen. We don't think for a second, wow, what must that family be going through? And we're all guilty. I'm guilty myself. I'm not pointing fingers. We all fall victim to this. But that really to me is a tragedy when Jewish people are being oppressed in whatever way they're being oppressed, and as Jews, it's not affecting us, it's not bothering us. And it may be for this very reason Parshas Maaseh always falls out, you know, in the middle of the 3 weeks, as we're on the heels of the 9 days, or just starting the 9 days, and Tisha B'Av, to teach us this very, very important lesson that we have to have Avos Yisrael. We have to care about what's happening to our chaverim, to the Jewish nation, because we can't expect a non-Jewish neighbor who's always been my friend, but when things get rough, we can't expect them to be at our corner. But as Jews, we must always be in the corner of every other Jew, and not standing for this, and doing everything in our power to show you have support. We're here for you. And you find out about somebody you knew from 15 years ago who had something terrible, a tragedy happened to them, or sitting shiva, whatever it might be, or even a simcha, whatever it might be. You reach out to them. You show them, I'm a Jew, you're a Jew, we're on the same team. It's my simcha. Of course I'm going to reach out to you. Of course I'm going to, or is my tragedy. Of course I'm going to let you know that somebody does care. This should be the aleph base for us. Be'ezer Hashem, as we, as we lead into the 9 days, so soon, it's on, literally on the heels, Friday's Rosh Chodesh, as we lead into it, to really focus on this, not get upset, oh, the non-Jews, oh, they were our friends, and now they hate us. Don't worry about that. Okay, maybe worry about it, but that's to be expected. But to really feel, to feel for all Jews, to be there for all Jews, to make effort, to be in touch and make every single Yid feel as if they're your brother and sister. Have a good Shabbos.